Today's reading is a reading from the Gospel according to John. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Matt. I tried to put in the bulletin Inspector Herr, but they caught me. I also had Frederick von Frankenstein somewhere else too, but they caught me, so I was made to get in line. You say a word of prayer with me, please. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, today, All Saints Sunday, is a day we are privileged to come to each year, blessed to remember our loved ones who have gone before us. Even more, we are called to remember that they are still with us. It is a day that we speak again the names of those who have passed in the last year and light candles for all those who have died as we remember the light that they have been in our lives, the light that they remain in our lives as we seek to embrace their presence here in a sacred, special day. And as precious as this day is, it is also a strong reminder that every day is not promised to us, and that death eventually comes for us all. Now, sometimes it happens with long notice and expectation, and sometimes it comes quite suddenly and unexpectedly. And in our gospel reading, the dying of Lazarus is maybe a little bit of both. His sisters had enough notice that things were not going well, that they were able to send word to the one that they knew could make a difference, to their friend, Jesus the Christ. But every day is not promised to us. And sometimes, with the very best care and medical options and prayers fervently prayed, we still stand powerless in the face of death. And a human life, a loved one, leaves and a life ends. And Jesus did not arrive and stop the death of his friend. In our reading, Mary and those with her, they look at the grave of Lazarus and they see and they smell death. But Jesus looks at the grave of Lazarus, and what does he see? He sees the glory of God. Now, that fact, that The disciples and Mary and friends all see death, and Jesus sees the glory of God as not just some object lesson about being an optimist or a pessimist. Whether you see a glass half full or half empty, it is a story about seeing the world in two completely different ways. It is about seeing the world through our human eyes or seeing the world through our Holy Spirit heart and eyes. I don't know whether you noticed how often the word see was in the text. We could have Inspector Herr come read it again, but I'll just tell you. In verse 32, Mary saw Jesus, and then in verse 33, Jesus saw Mary. Verse 34, the people say to Jesus, "Come and see." In verse 36, when Jesus weeps, they say, "See how he loved him." And then that great statement in verse 40, where Jesus says, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And then there are other references to seeing and not seeing still in that passage. And that, my friends, is the gift of God, the miracle, the gift of the Holy Spirit who enables us to see, to really see, to see as God sees all of God's creation, to embrace, excuse me, a completely different way of seeing death. A completely different way of seeing everything in the world around us, in our own lives. For the people of this world, those who can only see the things of this world, those who have no awareness that there is a different way to see, death for them really does represent the final word. It makes death really difficult to deal with. Because in that pain and in that grief, we sometimes look for someone to blame, just like Mary did. Mary said, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." And the crowd echoed that criticism and said, "He's made blind men to see. Why couldn't he heal Lazarus?" But Jesus sees it all so differently. Jesus sees the need for compassion, and he sees the grief of Mary and Martha, and he understands their tragic loss, and he has compassion. Not only had they lost someone they loved deeply and who loved them dearly, but in this text, in these stories, they appear to be unmarried and to have lived with their brother, and so in their culture, they'd lost the person who would care for them and provide for them. And Jesus sees their grief, their devastation, and he sees the grief of the others who've come to mourn, and he sees what death does to them, and he's moved. He has compassion. He weeps. Now, that was what they really needed at that time. They didn't need platitudes. They didn't need even a casserole. They needed someone to cry with them, to feel their pain and their grief. But then Jesus looks at the tomb of Lazarus and he sees the glory of God. They take him to a grave, to a tomb. They take him to what they believe is a full stop, the end. Not a full stop end of sentence or a full stop end of paragraph. They take him to what they believe is a full stop end of book. The last word of life has been written. The last full stop is in place. And the book of Lazarus is closed. But Jesus does not see a grave that is a full stop, because he sees beyond the grave. And he says to them, "Did I not tell you if you believed, you would see the glory of God? You would see the glory of God." Because friends, the grave is only our temporary resting place. We only have short-term tenancy there, because the back of that grave has been blown through by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we only enter in passing to come out into our eternal resurrection. There is always a next step. There is always a next step. And that next step is always something of a miracle for all of us. For Lazarus, the next step for him was taking a step back through the door he had entered when going into the tomb. Now that's an unusual kind of miracle and story. For our loved ones, we can only dimly imagine what their next step was, but it was something. Full on, something amazing. There was no full stop. There was no end of sentence. There was no end of paragraph, end of book. There was a step through a transient place into God and all that is beyond that we don't yet see. Now, for those of us on earth, there's also a next step. It is hard to imagine how that next step happens, and that it does at all is really something of a miracle, because for us it seems like everything has stopped and really should stop for a long time until we're ready to open our eyes and imagine anything next. But of course that doesn't happen. The next step includes our autonomic system of breathing and swallowing and heart beating, and that's enough. And then eventually, we take physically a step away from that moment and toward some other, maybe toward making a phone call. Whatever that is, it is the next first step. And it doesn't require much from us to take it, but it takes a heck of a lot of something, doesn't it? Until eventually we find steps in front of us that very much depend on our being able to see things in the way God sees them, in the way Jesus sees them. Our next steps depend entirely on how much of our vision is seeing as the world sees or as Jesus sees. Our next steps are filled with the promise that we too will one day step beyond the tomb and into the glory of God. And so today, friends, we remember our departed. And it really does come down to how we see things. And in this moment, our steps and our sight lead us to remember and to be present again with all our saints as they gather here with us.